Hello. Welcome to Geek Speak on KDNK, where support comes from your membership and from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Be secure, informed, and connected. 948-7992. And Umbrella Roofing, providing roofing contractor services, gutter installation, and architectural sheet metal fabrication for the Roaring Fork Valley and Eagle Valley. Umbrella Roofing can be reached at umbrella-roofing.com and 704-9130. Well, hello, my name is Steve Skinner, and I am here with Louie the Computer Guy.
Hey, Steve.
Matt McBrayer's here from the Roaring Fork Help Desk.
Hello, everyone.
And all the way from New York City, it's Modern Marty.
Greeting, humans.
Taking your phone calls at 970-963-2976. If you have any thoughts, feelings, pontifications about computers, remotes, telephones, printers, networks, Samsungs,
Russian hackers,
fireproofing, hacking, ransomware, give us a call even if you're near the restroom. 963-2976.
I want to do a mention real quick. Last Friday, my conscience overcame me, and I composed and distributed a letter to a pretty good-sized list of past customers, and I guess I better hurry. Basically, it's ransomware information, and anybody who would like a copy of that letter who didn't receive it, just send me an email at louie@louiethecomputerguy.com, and I will send it. It's informational.
I guess I'm not on your friends list because I didn't get it. Hey, you're on the air with the geeks. What's up?
Hi. I had a weird experience. We were climbing a flat iron, and my boyfriend got a text that said, "Pull out of your hat," from a bitty URL, / whatever. Can people text line of sight if they see you? Because the text was so appropriate. You know, you're climbing the flat iron down in Boulder, and you stand up, the wind picks up, and you get a text, like, immediately, like, one of your friends is pranking you.
You sure it's not Google Maps?
I don't know. But
sounds like something Google Maps would do.
I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. And I wondered if there's line of sight texting, you know, maybe somebody else was climbing and was having a similar experience and looked over and...
You know, I'm sure that there is technology out there to do that, but I doubt that it's available on the Flatirons. That's just me. What do you think, guys?
Well, there's
<They're>
some other
silent.
I was working on a technical issue, which I've cleared up. Your phone sounds much better now. Thank you. So, anyway, I was focused. I was actually not.
Well, that was you, Steve, that made her voice sound like
that? I just made it sound better.
That was cool.
He was geeking.
Yeah. I was working on the board here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
All right, you guys come up with the real answers here.
Well, I was thinking there'd have to be a third-party something, you know, like some sort of local database kind of thing to make that happen. But we don't know if it was a... Are you on a? You're on an iPhone or are you on a Android?
His is an old Motorola gramophone. You know, it features a phone book. It's purple. It's
like a flip phone.
It's purple.
Yeah. It's
they don't make purple ones anymore.
They don't.
I wish they did.
Sadly.
That's very interesting. I'm not sure.
Smarty, yeah. What do you think?
I think it's a mystery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I got one like 10 days later, and it wasn't as pointed and appropriate for what I was doing, but the one that he got said, "Hold on to your hat," and I was like, paranoid.
So who's the text from?
It doesn't say who it's from. It says it was Bitty, B-I-T-T-Y. //:, and then the rest of the URL.
It's actually more probably bit.ly, right? Bit.ly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tried to, you know, type it in manually and, you know, and it didn't go anywhere.
She tried really hard to load that ransomware, but she couldn't get it.
Yeah. You have to be really careful with those URL shorteners. They're mostly used for nefarious ransomware and things like that.
Yeah.
So use caution.
Okay. Thank you for the wise words, but I just wondered if there was line-of-sight texting. You know, maybe somebody else was experiencing the same gust of wind, looked over, and was trying to be cute.
Line of sight texting. It's a good idea. They have something like
the
that.
Best explanation. Yeah. All right.
Well, thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you. 970-963-2976.
She stumped the geeks.
She did.
We're stumped.
I know there's software that does that, though.
Yep. Are you guys familiar with Stingray technology? Have you guys been following that story?
Yeah.
No, but I've seen them in the wild.
So Stingray technology is a basically it's the dreaded black van that it's basically creates a fake cellular site, and it's a way that the government and I suppose others may be able to eavesdrop on people's cellular communication. And it's believed to have been used up at Standing Rock because there's, I guess, seems like the non-Indians are one step ahead of the Indians all the time. And they suspect that their cellular conversations have been listened to pretty much on a wholesale basis. So what have you learned about it, Marty?
I have not.
No?
No.
Okay.
I've seen and heard the technology that it's been available for decades that you can listen in on cell phones.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
where have I been?
This is the antithesis of man in the middle attack.
Mm-hmm. That's been available a long time.
Yeah.
Long time gone.
The black van.
Somebody brought one into the Aspen Daily News and you could just pick up random calls, listen to them. Yeah. Pretty boring. Hi, you're on with the geeks.
Oh, hi there. This is Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I had this really weird problem with my MacBook Pro just yesterday. And let me tell you what it was. All of the keyboard completely went dead. And I couldn't start up. I could not sign in because the whole keyboard was dead. I plugged in another keyboard in the USB point, and that didn't respond at all either. Hmm. And then I shut it off. Went to bed, woke up in the morning, as I tend to do, and started up, and it was back to normal. What do you know about that?
Well, that's totally commonplace. I'm just kidding.
Well, in other words, he has no idea.
Yeah, first thing I was going to ask you is, what did you spill in your computer?
Nothing.
Well, that's good news. I'm glad to hear that. But you know, my best guess would be that some sort of an event happened on the USB bus of your computer, and because what'll happen is the computer will shut down if it detects a current surge on the USB bus. I suppose it could happen by if you touch the computer the wrong way when you're carrying a electrostatic charge, it'll shut the USB bus down temporarily. So to allow the threat to go away, and
right. But I'm talking about the keyboard of a MacBook Pro.
Well, the keyboard is actually connected internally to the same bus as the USB ports. It's a USB based pointing or a human interface device, just like the trackpad is. And so that's my best guess at it. Any other ideas, guys?
I was going to say a corrupted PRAM or corrupted SMC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but without him resetting it, that kind of knocks that one.
Yeah, unless you rebooted it and maybe it cleared that out. But
yeah,
I would probably try a PRAM reset just to make sure all that's clean.
Yeah. Do you know how to do that?
I think I read that online one time.
Yeah.
I think I can find out how to do it again.
Yeah, so you basically hold down Option. You turn the computer off, hold down Option and Command with your left hand, and then you make the sign of the beast horns with your right hand, like you're at a rock concert, the pinky and the forefinger. And and you turn that upside down, and you find the P and the R button with that hand. You press the power button with your pointer finger, and then you give it the horns on the P and the R. And you hold it until the computer chimes three times, and then you let go.
And then you say the words backwards.
Yes.
Over the keyboard.
Yes.
While some blue smoke comes out.
Yeah.
Under a full moon.
So.
Okay. Enough of that one.
No kidding.
Let me tell you, prior to that, I'm not done.
Oh, no, go. All right. Oh, sorry.
More. Yeah. Prior to that, this was like in the past month, several of the keys had gone dead, right?
Just some of them. All of them, only some of the important ones that you use all the time.
All right.
A and L and U and R. And, I use those all day long. I went online doing a search, try and solve a problem. And eventually I found somebody who said, press the option key 5 times and it'll fix it. Well, it did.
I haven't heard that one.
Wow.
I know.
Was there any kind of an incantation involved when you did that?
No, that I remember.
Okay, got it. What was the problem you were trying to fix with that? And that fixed?
Some of the keys not working.
Oh, wow.
Some of the keys were not working.
Ah, got it. Huh. Yeah. I wonder if you switched it into like the left-handed only orientation or some sort of handicapped key map. Is kind of what I was starting to think about.
I don't think so, because that had happened on several occasions.
Huh, okay.
And then I would either reboot it.
Did you say control key? Was that what you pressed?
No, the option key.
Option key, 5 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
These guys are all pushing their option
keys.
I'm
going to reverse engineer right that now. One, yeah.
We're running out of options.
Pretty nutty or not. Anyway, let's hear that one.
Hey,
thanks for the info.
Just quick question here. What kind of phone do you have?
Presently, right, what am I talking on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talking on my iPhone with 3 bars.
Are you near a restroom? Thanks for calling, man.
Okay.
Take it easy. 970-963-2976.
Always a toe tapper.
Yeah. So it looks like that turns the mouse keys on and off.
Oh. I also found one that said that it actually disables the keyboard. So in a way, he may be, in essence, turning the keyboard off and back on again.
Yes.
But then you would have to press it 10 times, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That was bizarre.
Nice. Fun with your option key.
But we like that. We like those kinds of questions. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's see. What's some of the breaking news out there? Russian hackers are going to take over the world tomorrow?
Yeah,
right?
Tomorrow. Yep.
Election's rigged.
Story?
It's all rigged. Yeah.
Tomorrow's the day. Election day.
Good deal.
My
vote is going to be hijacked.
Obama's going to retaliate. He's going to press the nuclear.
That's what they say.
The nuclear button.
According to Gizmodo, Obama may unleash cyber war in Russia after election.
Yes.
Why wait?
He'll open up a can of cyber whoop beep on them.
Why wait?
Really? Why not be preemptive about these things? You know, I was kind of wondering, my question was, isn't there like somewhere a big off switch where you can just like, where it says Russian internet and he's like off, let's just turn it off.
Yeah, like that one.
So, yeah. Oh.
Just Google. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Or whatever the Russian equivalent of Google
is. Pointing a camera into a mirror.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is Googling Google.
That's actually an old urban legend that
Google.
Got a lot of traction that if you Google, you will break the internet.
So, oh, that's a classic.
It is. So
let's Bing Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Google right now and see, because if you ask Siri certain questions, she'll come back with these really cheeky answers.
Right.
And so what if I just put Google in here? Let's see.
There's a blue smoke coming from Louis' pad.
On his iPad, yes.
Did you guys hear that? It broke.
Oh, dear.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, it came back up. Oh, good.
They're not playing. They're not playing with us here.
There's no result.
No result.
No.
You've been Google. It just says google.com and then it says,
did you mean Google accounts, Google video.
You've been Google whacked.
Yes.
They're whacking you back.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a lost art, the Google whack thing.
I think it's over. There's too many things out there.
Hi, you're on with the geeks.
Hey, geeks. It's Donna. How are you?
Donna Rue.
Oh, my God. 4.5 geeks.
She called geeks.
Yeah. She called you a geek,
Marty. Sorry to change the subject.
Please hurry up.
Yeah, please.
Hey, I'm trying to find the IP address. I have the MAC address of a host on my network, and I'm trying to find the IP address. What's the command for that in Windows? Do you know?
ARP space dash A.
I tried that. Okay.
So that should give you all the MAC addresses and their IP address mappings on that. So are you getting the MAC address that you're looking for?
On the wireless access point itself.
Okay, and then
it tells me what the MAC address is. Yeah.
Yeah. So if let's see here, I guess have you tried looking up the first three digits as the manufacturer code?
Yeah, I know who the manufacturer is.
Okay, so is it a
Aruba?
You're talking to a geek here. So she didn't start at the very
beginning.
Oh no,
I'm just going through the motions here. Yeah. So
well, the thing is too is that I'm just curious because I do have this program called Wireshark. I don't know if you're familiar with Wireshark. Do
yes.
you
use it? Yeah, I use
okay,
it
so
often.
I have Wireshark, and it's just giving. I can see that it's just a 169 IP address, so it's not on the network, I guess. But
you got an auto assigned address.
Yes.
Yeah, I have some auto assigned address, but okay. But it's just ARP-A. It seems like when I did that, I don't know, maybe we're using some weird NAT on our corporate network. I don't know, because I'm getting just a bunch of the same IP address with a bunch of ports.
It should be ARP-A for giving you the list of ARP, or giving you the ARP table for on the computer. So I'd have to double check that.
Let me try again. Pretty yeah, sure let me just try it again right quick.
Have you heard the new technology TV show? It's called
No.
It's called Wireshark Tank.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I'm not getting all of the addresses because you would think I would get everything on that's I'm on the same network as a bunch of people on the same, at the corporation.
Right. Yeah. Well, it depends on how they have your VLAN and all of those things. So you'd only be able to see within the VLAN in that case, but you should be able to see if it's on the same VLAN. You can see if it's on a separate. You should be able to get ARP addresses for separate subnets, if that's the case. Unless it's VLAN, so
I'm sure it's VLAN, and I'm in a lab, so I can't. I don't know. I'll have to ask our network guy how they have it, but it's not coming up. But anyway, that's all. I was going to listen to the rest of the show.
Okay. The other thing is, if you have a managed switch, you can mirror the uplink port, so you can see all the traffic going out of the switch.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can. So what you do is you plug your computer in, you mirror the port, plug it into Wireshark, have it capture all the packets for that port, and then you can get a little more information to see if there's any activity for that device.
That's a good idea. I can try that. I'll have to go find a switch. Okay. Everything else good?
Yeah.
The weather's good?
Oh, it's in the 60s. It's been in the 60s. 60 degrees right now outside.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Need some snow soon. So
we do need some snow.
A lot of nervous skiers around
really,
here.
Really beautiful fall.
And wish me a happy birthday tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Donna!
Happy birthday. God, I'm so glad you're old enough to drink now.
I know, really. Okay, I'll.
All right, take it easy out there.
Birthday this week too.
All right, take care. Okay. Enjoy your birthday. Right,
bye.
970-963-2976.
So any more election things we want to go through?
Well, you know.
You were declining, I thought.
You know, from what I understand, most of the voting systems we have are not connected to the internet, therefore are more challenging to hack. What do you know about that, about hacking?
So if they're talking about, they use the words air-gapped.
Mm-hmm, what's that?
So, like, for example, in the military, what they have a network that's on the internet, it's part of the internet, and then they have their secure one, which is air-gapped, which means that there is not a wire that goes between the internet, the public internet, and the network that's that they're using for secure transactions.
But it's wireless?
No, it doesn't necessarily have to be, but if you're in a secure situation, you wire everything if you can, and then you have to figure out if the risk analysis of doing an encrypted wireless link, and if that's something.
So the Russians aren't going to be sitting there in Moscow getting in, probably.
Well, there's been some very interesting studies recently about using the sound of the CPU, so like using your cell phone microphone to listen to your computer and pull the data out of the computer by the sound of the computer.
Wow.
I heard that there's equipment that if you are just able to see through a telescope a network switch, you can decode that into data. but I think that's a
I think that's a little, yeah, so. I think you need RF instead of visual.
So.
Well, we haven't figured it out yet anyway.
Yeah. I always thought that I saw things when I was looking at those, but I don't think it was the actual data that was going through. It was something related to the 60s, you know.
They figured a way to hack that just the sound of the keys.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me. Each one of them has a unique auditory signature that you could probably figure out. We'll have to try to do that.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds like you could spend your winter doing that.
Mind the gap, please.
The gap.
Yes.
You've been to London.
Yeah. I have.
Yes.
With Max Headroom.
Nice. So, well, I guess, did you hear they took Donald Trump's Twitter account away from him?
No.
I guess that's news.
No way.
Yeah.
Why?
You're asking me why?
Who's they and why did they do it?
Do you read tweets? Being his staff and, yeah. And he's I guess, plunged into the depths of depression over it. He's, from what I hear, is in just an emotional abyss, especially when people like Obama are teasing him about his Twittering and or his tweeting, I guess is the correct terminology. And he can't even, you know, come back with a Twitter storm at 3 a.m. to
that is unfortunate.
You know, retaliate.
He's been locked down.
So. Yeah.
He's a perfect example, and you've told me this before, that you don't have to drink to be crazy. Right?
And you're saying that because I said that about myself.
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, I know.
That's a reference I can make. But
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
You definitely just do curious. Not have to drink to be crazy.
970-963-2976 or to beat a nutty tweeter.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't get any phone calls, maybe Louis should ring his text from his grandson.
My grandson has been texting me.
How old is your grandson?
14 months old. Almost 15. And apparently my son-in-law-to-be he just basically pulls my account up on his text application on his phone and hands it to the 14-month-old.
No way.
And yes.
And so that records?
Well, I actually have been wanting to clarify whether or not these are text-to-speech or not. But it basically comes in the order of, we started out with just a bunch of emojis, but now we're into some random text characters.
Okay, we're going to get to that if we need to. Hang on a second here.
We need to.
Hi, Rob, with the Geeks.
Hey, I'm having trouble with my Outlook. Each repeatedly asked me for an ID and when it was originally set up. Worked fine for a few months, and then just recently refuses to hook me up with my Gmail account. Any ideas?
So this is a Gmail account.
Outlook, yeah.
Okay. The first thing, and you're certain you know your password?
No.
Okay.
I'm not certain of anything.
All right. Open up a web browser.
Honesty.
Tomorrow.
Open up a web browser and try to log on to your account there. And see if the password that you're trying to use, if you can get logged on that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
To confirm the password. That's
Okay. That's all right. So that's the first step. So make sure you know your password. Once you're certain of your password, the next step is you want to go to My Account. It's the little nine squares in the upper right hand corner by your name.
Yeah.
Click there. Go to My Account. On the left hand side, you want to look for Security. It's like Security and Sign In, I think. And then at the very bottom of that, there's a little on-off button that says, allow less secure apps to connect.
Wow, okay.
And so basically what Gmail has done, Google has done, is that they don't allow you by default to access your account through IMAP or POP.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so they've given you a little checkbox at the bottom of Security and Sign In that allows you to basically turn the IMAP or POP option back on with Outlook.
So you can use antiquated technologies with your Google account.
The default is then not to be able to go through Outlook?
Right.
Okay. Would that be the same for my Yahoo account and my MSN accounts as well?
I think they're heading in that direction. I'm not sure if they've implemented it as Google has yet.
Uh-huh.
But it wouldn't surprise me that they're heading that direction.
Are you having trouble connecting with those accounts as well?
Yes,
yeah?
I am.
Okay. Well, then I would take you to a little bit more of a root level solution. That being, if you close Outlook and you go into the control panels on your computer and go to the one called Programs and Features and locate Microsoft Office in the list, single click on it, and at the very top of that window will be a button that says...
it's change
it
or
probably
repair.
Says, yeah, I think it says change or repair. If only it says change, then click change, and then you'll have an option to repair. And you have two different repair options, a quick and a not so quick. And try the quick one and then test and see if your mail accounts have come back to life. And then if that doesn't work, try the longer option. And that hopefully will fix the connectivity
would you
stuff.
Just run, go back to control panel and run those through those.
So you go to control panels and you go to programs and features.
Programs and features, okay.
Yep. And in the programs and features windows you'll find Microsoft Office in the list. You just single left click on it and then click the button that says change or repair and run the repair routine.
All right. Good deal.
And then stand back. Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling. 970-963-2976. You've been listening to Geek Speak here on KDOK, underwritten by Louie the Computer Guy and Umbrella Roofing. I'm Steve Skinner with Louie the Computer Guy.
Thank you, Steve.
Matt McBrayer from Roaring Fork Help Desk.
Have a great weekend.
And Modern Marty from New York City.
Thank you, Steve.
Stay tuned for all things considered local news on KDOK.